This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of what I believe to be sanity right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Hey. This hour, right after the break, we're going to talk to David Fisher. And you're going to get your finances in order. And you're going to figure this stuff out, okay? I mean, seriously. You know, you got to get some, you do not know everything about finances, and neither do I. And, you know, he's got an opportunity for you to get a free Morgan Silver coin. And really, it's just a phone call away. Going to send you some information. So stay tuned. You're going to find out about where the market's going, what it looks like, what gold looks like, what real estate looks like. I mean, a whole bunch of good stuff, people. Not bad stuff. Good stuff. All right. So the loons in California added again. You know, see, this is why when it comes to when we talk about Cal Exit, I go, 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 go. Get gone. See you later. Have a nice day. One hummingbird nest is halting a massive renovation of a California bridge, right? So we are going to put out millions and millions and millions of people over a hummingbird that you could easily move. Work on part of a $70 million renovation of the Richmond San Rafael Bridge, just north of San Francisco, has been put on hold all because of hummingbird. Or hummingbird nest, I should say, was found. Now, this is just north of San Francisco. I think if the wind moves upward, I can see how this is going on, right? Now, the nest was found in a tree that was to be removed to widen the freeway at one end of the bridge. A single hummingbird nest with an egg is going to cost us a couple of weeks, Randy Rentschler of the Metropolitan Transportation Commission told KPIX5, noting that the bird is protected under the Migratory Bird Treaty Act. They could probably dig a hole, right? Maybe, as little as a couple of hundred feet away from here, and put the tree back. Why does the hummingbird want to be next to a freeway? Look, the air's bad. It's noisy. I mean, maybe the thing is not too swift. You know what I'm saying? The nest, about the size of a fist, was discovered about a week ago when work was set to begin. The species Anna's hummingbird is protected under the Migratory Bird Treaty Act, which forbids the removal of the egg and offers other protections to the birds. Gotta have that one. God. Anyway. I look at that and just go, really? Seriously? Okay. So Rentschler said that he doesn't know how much the delay will cost, but hopes that the construction will start soon on a bike path along the bridge's upper deck and the third traffic lane on the lower deck aimed to easing congestion for drivers. He told the Channel 5 News in that area that nesting birds and fish that caused delays in the takedown of the old San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge cost tens of millions of dollars. I wonder if they put a petition together, how many people would say, look, move the tree. Under the Protection Act, the tree must stay put until the hummingbird baby is gone. The goals of the act are to protect, restore, and manage migratory bird populations to ensure long-term sustainability. Yeah. Okay. I mean, I got nothing. No, really, no, I got nothing. you know, when it comes to California, think about what they do. Right? You can't move one egg. You can't move one tree. You can't move one nest. Because the hummingbird might get confused, or it might kill the egg, or the baby might die of hunger, or whatever. One. I'm talking one. Right? One. You hear what I'm saying here? One. Right? These are the same nut jobs that are stopping fresh water from coming to Southern California. A federal judge has turned off pumps to send fresh water to Southern California. Why? Because minnows. The equivalent of minnows. I want you to think about this. Right? We don't want to upset the minnows. They're not native to California, first of all. Somebody brought them here. Right? And because of that, see, they were getting killed in the fans. They get killed anyway. Do you know why they get killed? Because they're fish bait. Come on, think about it. Fish bait. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I think about this stuff. I listen to this stuff. I think about this stuff. I go, when do we stop? When do we start thinking, you know, hey, bottom line with this is humans come first. And not to the total extermination of anybody else or any other species, if you would. That's not what I'm saying here. Okay? To the total extermination. I mean, look at humans. We're fighting for water. Anybody home? Hello? We're fighting for water here in Southern California. We can't have it because fish bait gets caught up in the pumps that send fresh water to Southern California. So I am truly, I mean, I know I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, I'm not the smartest guy on the radio, but I'm sitting here thinking, okay, when do we stop? Right? When do we stop? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'll just touch on this real quick before we, you know, go on to break. Nordstrom drops Ivanka Trump's fashion line. That's right. You know, because they don't like what daddy's saying, they don't like what she's got to say. Anyway, does anybody really care? Do you really think you're not going to be able to get that somewhere else? Do you really think that other stores are going to turn it away because they don't want any part of her or the line? Sorry, wrong answer. No, of course they're going to be fine with it. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you by my side. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both notice that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. I'm Joe Senior, your host. For those of you who are old enough, there are no free rides. Edgar Winter tried to tell you there would be, but no, there wasn't going to be. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I always tell you that I don't have a clue on some things. You know, I have an idea, but I'm not the expert. So I try to bring the experts on and try to give you some information that you can work with. We've been talking about not just some of the sponsors, but some of the areas in which, you know, we Liberty HealthShare is one of the sponsors, okay? And if you don't know anything about health insurance and or you don't know how to get your premiums down, you really just want to be able to have total control over how your health is handled, then you need to call Liberty HealthShare. Check it on my website. You'll find all the information there as well. When it comes to taking care of your finances, having a clue as to how to save a few bucks or guarantee that your money's going to be yours and be there when you need it, I call on David Fisher from Landmark Capital. You know, David Fisher is, he's not a gold guy. I don't think he's just a gold guy or a precious metal guy. I think, he's an economic guy. He understands how this stuff works. So I bring him on to enlighten and help all of us become a little smarter. David, thanks for being with me today.
Well, thank you for the compliment, and you're very welcome that I'm with you today. If I was just a gold guy, I wouldn't have said previously on your program a few times there that we're going to have a nice move in stocks. Gold guys tell people that stocks are going to crash. I don't believe that. I think we're going to have a nice move upward in stocks under the Trump administration. So I look at myself more than just a gold guy, I guess, and thank you for seeing that and letting your audience know that.
Yeah, and don't cut yourself short either, because you've also said several times that people should be diversified, you know, three different ways, right? You were talking about real estate, stocks, and precious metals, which makes sense to me. I don't know. You know, again, I'm not the smartest guy in the room. But it makes sense to me, because you're taking a risk, I suppose, or if you are taking a risk, you're spreading it out in three different areas, correct?
Well, I'm going to actually have four areas. If you follow what I call the European model, it's not popular in America, and that is have four areas representation in these four asset classes being stocks. That's where you're going to want to have the majority of your wealth, depending on your philosophy, that is. Real estate, you got to live somewhere. And why pay someone else to rent when you can grow your own asset in your home and have a tax deduction? Metals is your insurance policy that diversifies you out of other areas. That in 2008, if you had metals in your portfolio, stocks came down 40%. Real estate did about the same. Cash is the fourth area. It was there in a crisis mode. It's the worst way to invest, though. You want to have some money in cash, though, just in case. And so those four areas are a European financial model. Most, our American model is put 100% of your money in stocks and obviously buy a home or rent one. So it's not the most effective way of protecting and growing your wealth, because look what happened in 2008. Gold went up 72% in 2009. It covered all the losses that you probably had in real estate and stocks. That's why it's an insurance policy.
Yeah, you know, and looking at the markets over the last few days, you know, everybody's talking about President Trump. When he takes over, the market's going to do this, the market's going to do that, and what have you. I have no clue. I'm watching what's happening, and it seems like, depending on what he tweets, what he says, what he does, what he signs, you know, the markets are, you know, jump up, jump down, whatever. Help me make some sense out of this. Help the listeners make some sense out of why everything the man does affects the markets directly.
Well, the president is... probably President Obama wrote to President Trump in that letter that's private. I get the sense of what Trump said about it, that is, the president has a lot of power. And lots of people have said that the president is the most powerful person on the face of the earth. So be careful what you say, because what you say now can be interpreted as policy. And policy dictates behavior and adjustments of people's money. So when he tweets something, whether it be about Boeing or about building planes or the fighter jets, or he tweets about, you know, the healthcare, or he tweets about a certain stock company, it's going to affect positive or negative those areas. He talks about we have too strong of a dollar. All those things, he's going to influence the market. Unfortunately, there's not a pattern of direction that he's going with. So this is why I've said, and I'm going to say it again, buckle your seatbelt. It's going to be a very bumpy ride, because I don't think we're going to change President Trump in his behavior of education. And he's not going to stop tweeting. And he's a very opinionated person. And he does these things to get to the end goal, I believe. And unfortunately, the markets get influenced positive and negatively. Now they're more negative, being influenced by these ideas.
You know, David, I believe it or not, I was on a talk show this morning, and I was talking to the guy, he was asking me about, you know, the way Trump goes out there. I said, look, Trump wrote a book called The Art of the Deal, right? And he's a successful businessman. When he goes out and the stuff he's at, my dad used to say to me, ask for twice as much as you want, settle for half. So when you're negotiating with somebody, you have things on that paper. You have things you come to the table with that, A, you know you're willing to give up, and you're willing to compromise on to a certain point. That's not a losing position. It gives you, it allows the other person to believe that, that they've won something, and everybody walks away from the table thinking it's a win-win scenario. I mean, is this not the way he's playing?
It works possibly well in business, although at one point in my life I worked for a gentleman that was a CEO that way, and it was very difficult to figure out what he was going to do next. And so I guess there's aspects of it that you can't deny. President Trump's wealth was built with this behavior. But being a president, the world doesn't behave on a business model. I mean, there's some aspects that, yeah, we need to get our house in order financially. But, you know, he says something about protecting our borders, and it affects the whole trade environment, and seven countries and many others take this the wrong way. And so it has far-reaching repercussions, and this is the challenge that we are going to face. It is inherently of his administration, so just don't expect it to change. Expect it to be this way.
Well, you think they'll finally catch on to his governance style, if you would, or lack of? Let me hold this for the other side to break, because we got to go for a quick break, and I know these aren't really the road that we go down, but people are, you know, curious about this kind of thing, and where guys like you sit with this kind of stuff. You know, you're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on with me. Don't go far. We'll be right back. David Fisher joins me, CEO of Landmark Capital. You need to have this information. You need to know how to protect your money. We'll be back in a minute. Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch without proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
They call me Cuba Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky, boom.
That's right. Totally non-PC or PC. Yeah. I mean, just not politically correct. But you know what? I don't care. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Thanks so much for being with me today. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let's get right back to my guest. David Fisher is with me from Landmark Capital. Always a pleasure when he's on with me. And he's got some great insight as to what's going on in the markets, what's going on with precious metals, and maybe even what's going on with Donald Trump. And David, thanks again for joining me today.
Well, you're very welcome. To answer your question about, you know, this is how he's going to be, you know, how do we adjust and all those things, you know, I think the media has tried to change Donald Trump in so many different ways, month after month. You name the tweet, they try and change him and saying this is not a president, but this is who he is, and he's not going to change. So let's understand that, you know, and he says things that are very outlandish at first. Like you said, your dad said, ask for double what you want and settle for half. Take any topic you want to talk about that he campaigned on. How about taxes? He said the tax code is broken. We pay the highest corporate tax in the world. No wonder companies are moving abroad. It's so difficult. And then he said at one point, he says, I'd like to make it so simple you could file your taxes on a postcard. He's gone from that position to saying within he gets in office, the first 100 days, and immediately he's going to revamp the tax system. We've moved from that to now where we're at is Paul Ryan said this morning, he'd be pleased if we had a tax bill in place that worked by the month of August. Because I don't know if you go by, depending on which agency you look at, there's somewhere between $7.2 to $12 trillion of a tax hole under President Trump's ideology of implementing it. So it's not going to work. It's going to add massive debt to our country. And this is why the Republicans won't sign such a thing or even bring it to the table. So they're having to revamp the whole program of what they can think they can get through and pass before the House and Senate. So it's going to take time.
Yeah, in all fairness, you know, again, I didn't become president, but when I got on a school board, it's a fairly large school board. We have over $200 million a year budget, and I think it's almost a half $1 billion in building projects going on. And, you know, when you're on the outside looking in, you're saying, my God, it's just so simple. Just do this, just do that, just do this. You can change this, you can move this. And then you get in there, and you find out, well, you can't do that. There's, you know, four other people you have to deal with, and there's all these codes that have to be changed before you can change something. And again, I'm not making excuses for him because some of the stuff he could have checked out ahead of time, he knows better. But I think that We always think it's just common sense. And when it comes to government, there's no such thing as common sense in government codes. It just that doesn't work that way. One of the things that you mentioned that you and I were talking about was how the gold market is now being expanded in the Muslim community. But at first I said, really, the Muslims could not buy gold? And I always learn something when you're on the show. The Muslim community couldn't buy gold, and what will that do to the market?
Yeah, this isn't really about Muslims. This is about an entity of the world. There was a time when Americans for 39 years couldn't buy gold. Then they opened the gold window. There was a time, and they opened the gold window in 1972. There was a time where Chinese people couldn't buy gold until 2005 under the Shanghai Gold Exchange. So this is not an unnormal thing. They're just catching up. The Muslim community is now going to be able to buy gold starting March 31st of this year. This is going to, it's a new law that was put together by the World Gold Council. Because of the Sharia law, which is a Muslim law that dictates certain ways of buying gold, you cannot buy it because it breaks a religious law of a taxable event. And so, at least that's my understanding. So there's a way that the World Gold Council and the Accounting and Auditing Organization for Islamic Financial Institutions, say that fast really quick, five times, they established new standards. And on December 5th of 2016, that was an announcement was made. The new standards will show that investment in gold is permissible, provided it's all relevant to the Sharia rulings are satisfied. And so they're actually launching this. This is, according to Reuters, this is going to create around $3 trillion. Excuse me, Standard & Poor's estimates $3 trillion could flood into this tiny sector of the gold market starting on March 31st. This is more gold. That would be more money than is gold in Fort Knox 17 times over. Of course, some people are saying, well, there's no gold in Fort Knox. So, well, that's obvious. But who knows about that? But what we think is supposed to be there. But this has been off limits for 42 years. Now they're opening this up. Another independent agency reports that this would bring several hundred tons relatively soon of gold buyers would have that buying power. And so this is a big collaboration between the Accounting Auditing Organization of the Islamic Community and the World Gold Council. They spent over 12 months fine-tuning the details, and they finally made the announcement that this is going to go into effect. They created a trading platform for it, for Islamics that want to buy gold. What will this do to the gold market? I'm not going to say some of the things that some of my people are saying that are not my competitors, but people that comment on this say outlandish things about gold, where it could go. What I am going to say is this reminds me a lot of 2005 when the Shanghai Gold Exchange and the country of China announced they're going to start buying gold. This was a quarter of the world population, and gold was about $500 then. We're $1,200 plus now, $1,216 this morning. So gold went up quite a bit because the demand was now opened up. I think we're going to see gold make a big move. In fact, I've never issued a bull market signal in gold since 2005. I'm now publicly saying, you're the first person on national radio, I'm saying this, Joe, and I'm writing a white paper. Do not call my company to get this white paper. It's not done yet, but it's going to be all the reasons on what I'm talking about. You can call and learn about this from one of my representatives. They know about it, but I haven't got the thing out in print yet. I'm issuing a major bull market in gold for a multi-year run, 5 to 10 years. We're going to have a huge run in gold. I believe it now with all my heart. You've never heard me say that. This is not a get-rich-quick thing. This is just investing wisely, diversifying the portfolio. And it's more than just what is happening in the Muslim community now being able to buy gold. There's other factors, the debt, the taxable event that we can't get through, a lot of things, inflation, but we're also going to see a bull market in stocks, and I wrote a newsletter that talks about both can happen at the same time, and we've seen history of that. So buckle your seatbelts. It's going to be exciting for a lot of markets.
Okay, so now you piqued my interest. You kind of poking me in the head. You know, at first I thought the bull market was all around the lifting that Muslim ban, so you're going to see them start to buy up gold. But you're also thinking the uncertainty in the stock market is going to help with that and other things going on around the world?
There's several factors. You know, there's this belief out there that if stocks go up, gold can't. That's not true. Gold was in a bull market from 2002 to 2007 during a bull market in stocks. Gold more than doubled during that period of time. Then the stock market corrected, and gold went up 72% the next year and went on a multi-year faceted run. And it was perpetuated by a debt problem in 2012 where we got downgraded. Our ability, our credit worthiness as a country got downgraded. That's getting ready to happen March 16th if we don't get our financial house in order when the debt ceiling is required to be raised. So there's multifaceted reasons why I can now confidently say, not just pegging on one thing, because that's not really what a bull market is. It should have multiple fundamentals on multiple layers, and this now has that. That's why I can confidently say, we can have a bull market in stocks. History has proven that a couple times. We're going to have interest rates are going to go up, going to cause gold to go up. That's inflation. We're going to have a debt structure that is not manageable. That's going to cause gold to go up. That's the number one thing that causes gold to go up. And now we have segments of the world that could, a huge segment, that's going to be buyers of gold. This is going to add a lot of demand to the gold market. So the demand is going to go up. The supply side is shrinking. And we've gone negative 3 years ago. Not enough gold above ground to suffice the demand. The demand is going to increase. We don't have time to go all the numbers, but I'm putting together a report on all this. It is going to be phenomenal, the gold bull market.
Well, we got to go for a quick break because we do believe in capitalism on this show. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Stay tuned. Really, you, this is information you need. Get your notepad. We'll be back in a minute.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it.
You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Well, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I'm going to get right back to my guest. David Fisher joins me from Landmark Capital. Learned so much when he's on the show with me. David, first of all, I do appreciate you being with me today. Secondly, there is a major event happening in March. And it happens from time to time, but tell us more about it.
Well, on March 16th, somewhere around that date, if they don't act before this, we're going to hit what you call the debt ceiling. I know this is not a popular topic. We saw Republicans and Democrats fight about this about every year under President Obama. And all that happened was the debt doubled during his administration. They all said, we got to get this debt under control, but nothing of even close came to that conclusion. In fact, if you look at when President Obama got in office, the GDP, gross domestic product, the debt ratio, was 61%. When he left office, it's 105%. So what that tells us is we don't have the financial ability to pay our debt down with the current structure. But on March 16th, the debt ceiling, which was established years and years ago in the early 1900s for the purpose of funding a war because we didn't have enough money. So they said, you know, let's create this thing called the debt ceiling. We'll pay this back because we will put the money in infrastructure. People will create jobs. People will pay more taxes and we'll pay down this thing called the debt ceiling as if it never happened. We'll do this for like a one-time deal. So they started that. We've raised the debt ceiling since the 1980s 49 times. And I think it's been raised is over 100. Don't quote me on the number exactly. I'm going to do a little more research on it to get my numbers exactly. But it's been a multiple faceted, let's raise the debt ceiling. So people argue about this. The debt ceiling is following through with what we've already committed to pay. It doesn't say we're going to spend any more. It's saying if we don't raise this, we're going to default. If we default on our debt, Joe, that will be the worst thing the United States has ever done financially. We've never defaulted on our debt. So they're either going to default March 16th or before, raise the debt ceiling, and if they don't get the number right, where they raise it enough but not too much, we might get a country downgraded. But was what happened in 2012, and Time magazine put a picture of George Washington with a black eye on him because we can't control our money. And we're in the same boat. It's worse today than it was in 2012. Or the third thing is the Secretary of Treasury, which will hopefully be Steve Mnuchin, that hasn't yet to be fully done yet, will do what you call extraordinary measures, which is a terminology that the previous Secretary, Jacob Lew, and the one before him is Timothy Geithner, where they say they can rob from government funds and take money out of that, like the Disability Fund or the Social Security Fund or Medicare, and then they say we're going to use that money to pay the payment on a Treasury bill so we don't default on Treasuries, and this other financial obligation payment over here, and then they buy time for usually a year to two, and then we'll vote on this down the road, but we have enough money to keep us being able to pay these financial obligations, and then when that runs out, then we really have to raise the debt ceiling, then we're forced to do that. And that's historically what has happened for the last 8 years. They kicked the can down the road and not deal with it, and I think, unfortunately, we're going to be there in March. I hope we don't default.
Are you saying they're fiscally irresponsible at times? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Maybe just a little bit.
But this is a constant fight, and then, you know, one side will always look at the other side, depending on who's in charge, and say, yeah, well, you know, you did it for your guy, and you did it. It almost seems like a moot point every single time it comes up. That's just my personal opinion on the situation and the issue.
Let me comment on that. That's great, because I hear people say that. It is a moot point, because it is a thorn in our flesh. It's not a big issue until we can't make our financial obligation,
right,
and we're at that number of over 100%. This is why the last 3 years there's been a bigger sell-off of U.S. Treasuries than any other time in the history of the U.S. Treasury. Foreigners, although the value of the dollar does not show this, they've been backing away from buying the U.S. Treasury. At some point in time, Joe, somebody has to hold the dollar to buy treasuries to oversuffice the spending that we're doing. That's why a treasury bill is created. So if there's not a supply side of buyers and the foreigners are seeing this mess that we've created that we are ignoring because it's not popular, and there's not enough foreigners buying our debt, this forces the bail-in where Americans get forced to own the debt. So this is not a new thing. It's just coming to the point of where the math doesn't work in our favor anymore.
Like I said, it's craziness the way they deal with this, and I think you're right. You know, I've been talking about the Dodd-Frank Act and telling people, you know, about the bail-in on the show, because you've taught me a lot about that. Your concern, you and I talked about this a while back, was that they're not going to repeal it, and they're not going to pull out that piece that allows them to, for all intents and purposes, temporarily, you know, the government never does anything temporarily, you know, confiscate your retirement. Tell us more about that.
Well, it's not my concern that they're alluding to this. They've made a statement that they're not going to change this. Trump has said he's not repealing or replacing the Dodd-Frank. He's only changing the section of the Dodd-Frank that is the reporting requirements that banks go through that didn't allow small banks to lend money to small businesses to help the economy. And Trump wants to do with 75% of the regulations that keep the things from the economy growing. And this is the big part of Dodd-Frank on what he wants to change. Steve Mnuchin has said the same thing, who's going to be the Secretary of Treasury. He doesn't want to, he's announced he's not going to repeal Dodd-Frank. He said he's only going to modify this one section. So they're in sync on what this is. So the still the same laws of Dodd-Frank are intact. The only thing that's being changed is the one I just mentioned. So therefore, the ownership of our money is legally no longer ours, according to the Dodd-Frank law that was passed in 2012.
So all that money that I'm working for, all that money that I'm sticking aside, apparently I'm doing it for them?
Well, let me, you know, and a lot of people say, well, Trump wouldn't do such a thing. This has nothing to do with Trump, and I'm going to turn the light on for a lot of people. This is not a president pulling the trigger. This is the consumer financial Financial Protection Bureau that was created by the Dodd-Frank Act that doesn't get its funding. It's the only agency that could be related to the government that does not get its funding from the United States government. It gets its funding from the Federal Reserve, where its papers reside. Yet the Federal Reserve doesn't have the legal control to dictate what the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau can and cannot do. But according to Fox News report, on a detailed report of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, it has all rights to any asset, any financial asset, being stocks, bonds, mutual funds, cash. It lists them, actually, in this report by Fox News, and any financial entity, being brokerages, security firms, banks, credit unions. It even goes into the mortgages that they have full control over, and they can dictate anything in the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. So what happened? This is like the Federal Reserve. We handed this over to a private entity. It's not the government, that they have full control of dictating this bail-in. So it's not the president that would have done this with Obama, although he is, I believe, a little bit different than Trump, quite a bit. This is not Trump initiating this. This is the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Just like the Fed dictates money and interest rates, we have no control over that. The president does of the Fed. We can't even audit them. That's how much power the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has. In fact, they're trying to say it's unconstitutional now. They're talking about that in the news. And it is. Of course, the Fed is too, but we've accepted that. So that's the power that this entity has.
The when you put all these pieces together, you know, you're talking about the Muslim gold. I'm going to call it the Muslim gold rush. You call it the debt ceiling, the Dodd-Frank Act. When you're looking at all this together, it paints a heck of a picture. Tell us more about that, too. I mean, how should we react to all of this?
Investing is only seeing what the picture looks like and moving your money appropriately. And the picture is very simple. That's why I can come out and say we're in a major bull market. The picture's never, ever in 23 years been as clear as I've seen it. You've never heard the passion me talk about on your program, as well as others that I will be doing, about how much we're in a bull market in gold. I'm writing a report on it. I'm putting my whole presentation that this is what is going to be happening, because it's so obvious. The pieces are simple. There's been a backing away from foreigners holding dollars. That is a very crucial thing. They're going to have to raise interest rates. The Fed has already started that process. The stock market's all-time highs. It's past the year of correction every 7-8 years. We're in a bull market in gold because the debt is not being taken care of, and we've surpassed the 100% range of the debt-to-income ratio of our country. We are in a supply that's less, significantly less than how the demand is currently in gold, and we've gone negative 3 years ago, and now we're adding a quarter of the population to the fact that they are lovers of gold. Historically, over 40 years ago, they got shut down, and now that's going to get opened up to them. We got a whole nother set of buyers coming into the market, and China was the last influx of this, and they're booming in their wealth. The income of the middle class of the Chinese are growing rapidly. Its projection is going to grow over 400% in the next 10 years. So they're the biggest buyers of the Chinese people besides the Chinese government. So we have a lot of buying going on, and we have a lot of backing away going on from our country in our debt structure. This is a sure financial recipe for government intrusion in our money, but more importantly, a major movement upward in gold. And it's going to happen, well, I think, while stocks are going up, but I think it's going to, again, outperform the stock market like it's shown before.
David, we are up against it. Tell people how they can find you and get some information and tap on, if you like it or not, tap on all this wisdom you got going on there.
Well, they can call my company at 844-715-7311, or they can go to our website, landmarkgold.com, ask to get some of the newsletters. We talk a little bit about this and ask the questions, interact with my guys. You'll get a packet in the mail, and it will help you understand a lot. There's no pressure. We just empower you with knowledge.
And knowledge. You've got to have knowledge. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Speaking of knowledge, come back at the top of the hour. I give you knowledge, and it may not be about gold and silver, but I give you knowledge. You got to know what's going on out there, people. Don't just spew the party line. I am Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Go heat up your coffee. Go take care of your bodily functions. Come on back. I got a lot to say.